A classified report on abuses at the Abu Ghraib prison paints a vivid picture of the day-to-day living conditions there. The prison abuses were first documented in a government report by Major General Antonio Taguba. It revealed the now well-known story of torture and sexual humiliation of prisoners. But until now, the 5,000-page annex to his report had been kept secret. Edward Pound is the first reporter to obtain the full Taguba report. He is the investigations editor at U.S. News & World Report. What he found in the classified material was not new horror stories about torture, but rather a fuller picture of prison life that is often stomach-turning.
What it does is give you a very good sense of the environment and how these abuses were carried out and perhaps what some of the contributing factors were. Setting aside the contention of some that these were just 7 or 8 thugs who beat the tar out of people, you did have a very tense situation there. Remember, this is a prison that was in a combat zone. I certainly have a better understanding of this story now that I've read all this material, and I think, again, it does give you a better sense of why these kind of abuses could occur. I mean, if you've got prisoners sitting in there for days at a time, naked in cells, being interrogated with sandbags over their head, and the warden asks the military intelligence people, well, is this normal? And they say, oh, yeah, this is normal interrogation tactics. Those are quite disturbing things. And I think when you see the environment there, it gives you and it gives the readers and your listeners a better sense of things.
Well, you're speaking of sitting naked in cells. At the most mundane level, it describes prisoners walking knee-deep in mud.
Yeah. Knee-deep in mud, urinating in the mud, defecating in the mud. Conditions that are not acceptable, and frankly, clearly, they have some real problems here with complying with the Geneva Conventions.
There's been a lot that has come out about the torture and sexual humiliation of prisoners, but what you found in the classified sections of this report had to do with actual living conditions of prisoners, and there's one particular story that's a bit astonishing. It has to do with trying to get them food.
Yeah, I think that is worth recounting. It's a very disturbing exchange of emails between a couple of officers. Major David Denena was quite concerned about the condition of the food that the detainees were getting. And the two problems that he saw, one was that the Army was constantly being shorted by the contractor who supplied the food. But secondly, the food wasn't edible. And he was pressing repeatedly for food that wouldn't cause these prisoners to vomit. In one email, he says that the food contained bugs, rats, and dirt. As each day goes by, tensions within the prison population increases. Simple fixes, food would help tremendously. The fellow he was writing to apparently didn't believe him, so Denena, in great frustration, wrote back, "Our MPs, medics, and field surgeon can easily identify bugs, rat, and dirt," and they did. So what does that mean? That means then that the soldiers, our guys and gals who are there, they're the people that have to deal with this and deal with the consequences.
Do these classified sections of the Taguba report include new details that shed new light on whether the military police were committing these acts on their own or whether they were working to soften up prisoners for interrogations under more or less the command of intelligence?
The short answer is it doesn't tell you necessarily any more in terms of it, whether it was up the line or whether it was a bunch of individuals. I think there's great detail in there about conflicts between General Karpinski, the MP brigade commander, and the military intelligence people who were in the prison.
General Janusz Karpinski, who was originally in control of the prison, headed up the military police.
Yes.
One of the things she said was, "Were they blowing me off because I was a reservist?"
Yeah.
Does that suggest that the reservists in particular were held in low regard?
It's her view that they were being blown off by General Sanchez, the top military commander in Iraq. I don't know whether she's correct or not. I mean, we don't have General Sanchez's view of the world here. We have her view. But her view is that they were blown off. When she sought additional troops, for example, she couldn't get them. When she wanted more personnel and equipment for force protection outside the prison, she couldn't get them. And when General Sanchez appointed Colonel Pappas, Thomas Pappas, to run this operation, the interrogation operation, and to basically take over tactical control of the prison, they did get more resources.
Edward Pound's story about the secret portions of the Taguba report is in the current issue of U.S. News & World Report.